Hot 91, it's Sam and Ash at 6:09. Don't forget, if you spot anything out and about on the roads, 1300 468 911.
Surf life saving. It's in our blood here at Hot 91. We love it. We've grown up with it.
That's right.
We're even wearing silly hats today to demonstrate our love for it.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a Majimba cap.
I'm wearing Coolum.
You're wearing Coolum. And Shane Urban, formerly of Coolum, formerly of Majimba, formerly of, just about everywhere that'll take him. He's such a tart when it comes to certain. Back at his original stomping ground, Bribie Island. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys. Great to be here. Yeah. And it's nice to be back under the cap, but I got to say, life-saving, I just love being part of it.
Yeah.
You do. You're such a great advocate for it. Like, you go out there and it's just nice having people in the job who are really passionate about what they do.
Yeah.
And that's what you are, Shane. Like, you go out there and
when it comes to life-saving, you want someone who's passionate about it. Can you imagine someone who couldn't give a stuff about life saving? And, oh, help! My hands up! My hands. Yeah. Nah. Just gotta finish me burger, and I'll think about.
Then I'll get to you guys.
Stuff you.
Oh, mate, can you hold your horses?
Mate, there's a second person this hour I've had to look at.
I'm halfway through my schnitty burger, want me to come and save you?
I've run out of tartare sauce.
When was the last time you bought me a beer?
Didn't buy me a beer, champ.
So you've been to the Western Australian Club, have you? Oh, no, I didn't say that. Shut the border. Didn't do it. Didn't say it.
Now, Shano, talk to us, my brother, because you are back in the black and white.
Yeah.
Now, Bribie was the club that you did nippers at Bribie?
Yeah, back when I was a Caboolture boy, I went over to Bribie because I was a swimmer and started my life-saving pathway from there.
I've been meaning to ask you, did brother Keith do nippers as well?
No.
He was not into it?
No, he was playing some guitar.
He was twanging the strings.
What's going on there.
Like, that'll get you anywhere, champ.
Out. Yeah, look what's happened.
Look at you, Keith Urban, playing the guitar. Mate, stop playing that bloody guitar.
Do something worthwhile.
Go swimming with your brother.
That's right, exactly.
Go down to the club and do something with your life.
I think he was with the schnitty on the beach.
Yeah, he was the one who goes,
you
nah, can't be bothered.
Bloody loser. You'll never amount to anything with that flaming guitar, Keith. Anyway. We digress.
Yeah. Shane, now this is great. So you guys have some cool championships coming up on the weekend.
Can you talk
to us about what these are and how we can get involved?
Absolutely. Look, as locals, you guys, everyone on the coast can come and watch the third round of the Sharkskin IRB Racing Series. It's at Majimba. Majimba's celebrating its 25th year.
Ooh.
We're actually Majimba is the second youngest club in Queensland.
Oh, cool.
So 25 years old. So,
yeah.
we're a movement that's had a whole bunch of roots in the Sunshine Coast. So, we're racing at Majimba Saturday and Sunday. It's a third round. I've got another round happening in the Gold Coast 2 weeks' time. And then in first weekend of July, we're racing at Mooloolaba for the state titles.
Oh,
right.
Cool.
So Sunshine Coast punching above its belt again.
And the IRB stuff's great fun, isn't it? Like, if you don't know what an IRB, we're talking about the rubber duckies.
Mm. Rubber ducks.
The rubber ducks getting out there with their outboard motors and the pickups and the rescues and the rest of it. But, gee, there's some skill involved in the way they flog them around.
Oh, absolutely. During the season, it's one of the primary craft that we use to do not just rescues, which we do, of course, but preventatives as well. Popping out the back, directing people away from rips and stuff. They're an awesome craft for that. Excuse me. And
You're emotional, mate. I get it.
It cracks me up. I'm so emotional.
I get it, brother.
The passion. It's just the passion. But in the winter season, to keep those skills up, what we've done is create a racing series where we've got clubs from 16 clubs in southeast Queensland. And we race with different forms. We've got ladies and men's, under 23s, masters, old Jerry's like me. and we race in five different forms of racing, culminating in the pet event is the surf rescue, which is a single patient pickup for men and women. Mm. And those finals are going to be sometime around about lunchtime on Sunday.
Okay.
To get involved, come along to Majimba Beach. They'll have a sausage sizzle going and cost a little bit of fundraiser for one of our smallest clubs here.
I'm a demon for a sausage sizzle.
Oh, you are.
Well, I've snagged you.
The pun. I want one now. You know when you talk about something, you go, I want one now.
Actually, I could do with one of those. Isn't
onions
it cool, though, that you could... no onions, guys, come on. isn't it cool, though, that you can have a job that you almost have to train for that you get to race, the other people that you work with? Like, because essentially, being a surf lifesaver, you're out there saving lives, but it also becomes a competition as well. Isn't that cool? Like, imagine doing that in the office hallways, like of an accounting firm. a bit of paper toss in the bin or whatever.
Get out of the bloody way, Doris, I'm coming through.
It becomes a massive championship. You know?
It.
It's cool that you
Office
guys...
Office Olympics.
Yeah, the Office Olympics. It's cool that you guys have that competitive streak. And I know Surf Life Saving's been around for donkeys, but it's such a great thing, and it feels like the Sunshine Coast, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Look, we have so many aspects of life saving, and it's our volunteers who race. Some of us are absolutely lucky. I work for Surf Life Saving Queensland now. For many years, I worked for the Coolum Surf Club.
Yep.
And to, as you said, combine, like you two, combine your passion with your job, you never work a day in your life.
Absolutely.
That's how I feel.
Now, before you go, you got to tell us something about the local chickies who have been doing particularly well in the fundraising world.
Yeah, look, again, the Sunshine Coast just punching. We recently, Surf Life Saving Queensland held its annual Surf Woman of the Year. Mm-hmm. And not only did we do well in it, we actually won the competition. Eliza at Metcalf.
That's
she
awesome.
Won the whole competition.
Well done, Eliza.
Comp, yep.
Yeah.
And our runner-up, even closer to my heart, is Jess from Coolum. She was runner-up and she also did won Fundraiser of the Year. And while it's a bit of a comp, and we love a comp in surf, it really raised awareness of surf awareness with young kids. They have a program where they get out and about and they really develop that whole surf awareness thing. And it develops our women in surf as well.
Yep.
A very inclusive sport, very inclusive movement that we are. And I got to say, I love what we do because we're one of the few emergency services that people actually want to have around them.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's the look in people's eyes.
Well, fiery smell, let's be honest.
Oh, no, I wasn't going to say that.
Big heavy pits.
They're amazing.
Heavy pits. Those costumes don't help much. You guys just have silly hats.
Shane, thank you so much for joining us today. We love having you in the studio. You're welcome back anytime. In particular, thanks, do we have to give back these caps because they're amazing?
I like mine.
Yeah, me too. Mm. I could wear mine all day.
If I get a coffee, who knows what might happen.
Yeah, all right, brother.
That's right. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys.